children. This is a story from the book of Daniel, and there is a bad king in it named Belshazzar. See if you can tell what bad thing Belshazzar does. This is from chapter 5. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his magnates, his great men, and he drank wine in front of the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, said to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had brought out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, so that the king and his magnates, his wives and his concubines might drink with them. Then they brought the golden vessels that were brought out from the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his great ones, his wives and his concubines, drank with them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of bronze, of iron, of wood, and of stone. So can you tell what he did wrong? Here's a picture. Here's King Belshazzar. And here in his hand, he's holding one of the golden statues that he was worshiping. And in his hand, and in his one of his great men's hand, is a golden cup that they took out of the Lord's temple, a cup that was dedicated to worshiping the Lord, and they're using it to worship these false gods. This was a terrible thing to do. So now, what is King Belshazzar going to see that's very scary because of this? In the same hour, fingers of a man's hand came out and wrote over against the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's color was changed, and his concerns vexed him, so that the joints of his loins were loosened and his knees knocked one against another. So he saw fingers writing these words on the wall of his palace. Now the king had no idea what these words meant. So he said to call in all his wise men. And the wise men came in and they didn't know what it meant either. And finally, the queen, that is the king's mother, said, "You should call Daniel, because Daniel was a great help to your father, King Nebuchadnezzar." And so the king finally called Daniel. And Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself. You keep your gifts and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and tongues were trembling and terrified before him. Whomever he was desiring to, he was slaying. And whomever he was desiring to, he was keeping alive. And whomever he was desiring to, he was setting up. And whomever he was desiring to, he was putting down. But when his heart was exalted and his spirit sought authority to become presumptuous, he was deposed from the kingdom, throne of his kingdom, and they caused his glory to pass away from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the animals, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appoints over it whomever he desires to. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thy heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. Thou hast praised the gods of silver and of gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, thou hast not glorified. Then the part of the hand was sent from him, and this writing was inscribed. And this is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing, Mene, God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then Belshazzar said, and they clothed Daniel with purple and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third with dominion in the kingdom. In that night, Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, was slain. And Darius the Mede received the kingdom as a son of 62 years. Now we'll read from the Heavenly Doctrine about the meaning, the spiritual meaning of these words. Drinking from the gold and silver vessels of the temple of Jerusalem and at the same time worshiping other gods signifies profanation of good and truth, as also by Babylon. By Mene, or to number, is signified to know his quality as to truth. By Tekel, or to weigh, is signified to know his quality as to good. By Peres, or to divide, is signified to disperse. The quality of truth and good is signified by measures and by balances in the word. The life of man cannot be changed after death. It then remains such as it had been. For the quality of a man's spirit is in every respect the same as that of his love. And infernal love can never be transcribed into heavenly love because they are opposite. This is meant by the words of Abraham to the rich man in hell, between us and you there is a great gulf, so that they who would pass to you cannot, neither can they pass to us from there. Hence it is evident that all who come into hell remain there to eternity, and they who come into heaven remain there to eternity. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.